K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from K-State University, coming to you on, and this is going up tonight, January 9th, 2026. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this Kansas State podcast, this quote-unquote other Wildcat podcast, all things K-State sports from football all the way to women's rowing and everything else in between that. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. This is men's women's basketball preview, Saturday preview. Tomorrow, both teams will be in action. One will be on one coming back to Manhattan. The other, we staying out there in Arizona trying to get a win. And we're going to start with that, right? K-State men's basketball looking to get their first Big 12 win of the season tomorrow. Can they get it done? Obviously, if you look at the first two games of the season for Jerome Tang and the men's basketball team, right? For the first time in K-State men's basketball history, you open up conference play with two top 10 opponents. You open up with BYU, which you lost that one, right? You lost that at home in front of a packed house, Octagon of Doom. That's hard to say. It's Friday morning. And there are missed opportunities there, right? And we already talked about that. And both postcasts are up now. Up already on the feed. So if you're fresh to this podcast, then that is my cue to tell you. Make sure you are subscribed, like it, to the long bell. Time to update your content daily. Y'all notified about that right away. And it's going to be a nice, busy day for the podcast. Y'all can get three episodes today on this podcast. This should be the third episode of the day. So definitely make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, folks. But yeah, 10th ranked BYU, you lost to them. And you just got hammered by the number one team in the nation, Arizona, the other night. So now you turn over the table. Can you get a win in Tempe? And I kind of forgot about last year where this game went down to the wire there on some missed free throws. So hopefully that's not the case for K-State's concern, because you got to get this win. And both teams have identical records, 9-6. Both teams haven't won a conference game yet there as well. So. And kind of the themes that come out of here, not rebounding the basketball, obviously that's a huge concern, and that's been a real concern. I touched that on the Arizona postcast, that's been a main priority of topic for this men's basketball team over the past couple of years, really, honestly, and probably can go back ever since Jerome Tang started, the Jerome Tang era started, rebounding. Y'all haven't fixed it. Y'all can't get it fixed by now. I don't know what it is. All this offensive talent, all this size and length, you can't rebound the basketball. I just don't understand that. So we'll see what happens for K-State's sake. Hopefully we win this basketball game tomorrow afternoon. Now again, things are on turnover for EG3. So that's good on that. So I'll officially have my evenings back. Probably starting as today. Yeah, so I'm less tolerant now that I have. Anyways, but yeah, that's a whole other podcast. But yeah, tomorrow, these are not prototype games for tomorrow. These are afternoon games, starting with the men's game. Arizona State, 2:00 Central Time. I want to say that's probably around noon-ish. Out west. Taking a shot at the dark there. So yeah, man, we'll see, man. You gotta get Arizona State. Honestly, if K-State plays there, the potential should come down to free throws. It came down to free throws last year there as well. And we escaped. And we played Arizona State on the road last year. So I don't know why we're playing them again out there. But luckily for us, it's just the only combination back-to-back games on the road this year that K-State's going to play. Now, obviously, They're wrong. There's another combination in next month, later on in February, where you got to go to Texas Tech, who's ranked right now, currently, and in much improved Colorado team. So y'all lied on that. So somebody said this is only back-to-back games on the road. Y'all tripping on that. Just look at the schedule. Just check the schedule here. At Texas Tech, 14th ranking in the country right now, but that's not until February 21st. And then you go to Colorado after that on that following Wednesday, the 25th. So yeah, so everything else. So yeah, that's that. So somebody said that on that podcast and they're wrong. So you got to check yourself. You got to check schedule on that. Sorry, I'm calling out on that. Y'all made me believe that was back to back. And I said that on the postcast. So I got to backtrack on that. So whoever said that, y'all are wrong on that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer, looking ahead, the K-State Saturday preview, men's basketball and women's basketball in action for K-State. And K-State needs to beat Arizona State. That's just what it is. There's what tomorrow, you're much more talented. And this shouldn't be even a question. This shouldn't be even a discussion, but we're having it anyway. You're much more talented than Arizona State. And Arizona State just got beat by BYU, if I'm not mistaken. So they are hammered against BYU in their weekly game. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. A huge game. Because next, if UCF were to win their game, UCF is ranked right now. They got to play UCF next Wednesday. And then you got to go to, again, another much improved team in Oklahoma State down in Stillwater. So it don't even get easier. You gotta get this game, and it looks like what's gonna happen, K-State Nation, this team might start 1-5. Conference play. Ranked UCF at home. You have to capitalize, and this team. Interesting stat that I just learned yesterday on Friday on one of the other K-State family podcasts, that Jerome Tang is 13-4 in Bramlage. Well, that was prior, because you now it's 13-5 against ranked opponents in Bramlage. 13-4 prior to that loss against BYU, where you had an opportunity, you were right there all game long, and you couldn't come up with other plays. You couldn't come up with extra possessions on the offensive end. You couldn't get stops over there, right? So that's become the question now with this team. You got to get Arizona State, and then come back home, and then play out of your mind and beat UCF. I know I'm jumping the gun way too much, and then you got to go next weekend down to Stillwater. So again, the fear half of this men's basketball team right now could be 1-5 after next weekend, and worst case scenario, 0-6. That would be devastating. That will get everybody talking for sure out there in Manhattan. So not a good time right now. So you had your opportunity there against BYU at home, and that is why I don't think. And looking at bigger picture, I don't think 9-9. Now that might be easier for me sitting here. I don't think 9-9 of conference is going to get it. You're gonna need to have out of world performances in some of these next few games, or even really the rest of this conference schedule, if K-State is even gonna sniff the tournament. We're watching podcast All Things K-State Sports. Here we go again. This team playing borderline to the tournament on the men's side. Meanwhile, the second game of the day for K-State is K-State women's basketball at home against Utah at 4. And I just literally had the other tab open. Let me go ahead and scooch that over there as I'm doing this chronologically. Again, we'll have postcasts. So, again, if you're new to the podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, hosted by yours truly, Eddie Greer. All Things K-State Sports, we do news, transfer portal stuff, coaching, those who have been, breaking news, recaps, postcasts after every K-State athletic event. Doesn't matter whether that's men's golf, women's rowing, men's women's basketball, baseball around the corner as well. So yeah baby. So we'll have K-State baseball here in about another month or so. We'll be getting going with all that. But yeah, K-State on the road, they're gonna be taking on the road, goodness gracious, at home, the ladies coming off of a come behind effort down in Houston hosting Utah late Saturday afternoon in Bramble's Coliseum. And Utah, 12-4 this year with a 3-1 record in conference play. Your Lady Wildcats, 9-8, 2-2 in Big 12 play over there. And of course, on ESPN Plus, Brian Smoller, Missy Heidrick will have the call of this game. Hannah Whetstone will be on the sideline on ESPN Plus. Y'all know what it is. Series history is these two teams, 4-4, and Tess Hill playing out of her mind right now. And Tess Hill, this is what I kind of expected on, not the 31 points that he dropped the other night, but this is what I actually expected from her, being a solid player, being a 15 to 20 point player, being that impact player, and now she's coming off the bench. Well, she's been coming off the bench, but I think she has to be that sixth, quote unquote, lady off the bench, right? But she was in a zone in another planet Wednesday night with that coming behind win, when this team was down 11 points with Terrence Sides not playing well. She has not played. She's been in spurts this year for Terrence Sides, the Energizer Bunny for this team, who the last 2 years was the sixth lady off the bench. This year she's been starting and has had her definite share of ups and downs, despite two ladies in double digits. Also, the other player, Natasha Klossis, who have been playing, who I think, to me, has been the most consistent player on that team this year to this point of the season. So, yeah. So we're going to see what happens here. Obviously, can you bid on that? And you're playing a really good Utah team at home. Tess Hill playing well, very well right now. Can her and Natasha Klaus has been playing well all year long. Can the other teammates step up to the plate and get their engines flowing, get it going a little bit? That's going to be the question there as well at home. Can you build off that, transfer some of that momentum for the second half of that game to play a really good Utah team there as well? So we'll see what happens there. Terrence Sides, of note here, is the seventh player in K-State history with 250 or more assists there and 150 or more three-point field goals made there as well. And, of course, yeah, again, this is still a young team here, 9-8. Can you get over the threshold of 500 tomorrow afternoon? We'll find out about that. Let me see here. Of note here. And actually, we're going to go actually to another number here to kind of wrap up this preview edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, K-State Saturday Preview, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, 21. I'm getting this off of some notes here. Tess Hill again, right? Tess Hill. Final 10 minutes of that game, right? 21. This is crazy. This is some Luka Doncic stuff. A little bit. Some SGA stuff. You know what I'm saying? Tess Hill. Remember I said 31 points in this podcast? 21 over 31 points came in the fourth quarter of this game. Woo! 5 of 8 shooting from the floor, 10 of 10, perfect from the stripe as well. And 21 points set the school record. I did not know about this until reading some of the stuff prior to me going on the mic here in Kansas City, Missouri. Again, when we say this, this is perfect. Tess Hill's 21 points set the school record for points in any quarter, surpassing the mark of 18 held by Kayla Goff in the third quarter, and this was against UT Arlington back in 2017. And then, not too far, Ayoka Lee out of that historic performance against Oklahoma back in 2022 in Ramos Coliseum. So, but this for Tess Hill came at on the road in a small ass crowd, just like Jeff Mitty said in the postcast in his press conference. Kind of made fun of the crowd being small, but again, they're being very loud, kind of like what Green Bay was in that upset. But Green Bay had more people than that. But yeah, so Tess Hill playing very well right now, out of her mind right now. And Coach Mitty said that she's been really, just really started selling. And yeah, we're what, 17 to 18 games in to the season. And so we'll see if that transpires. Everybody else start playing very well as well, because you're going to need just more than that. You're going to need more than two players if you're going to be a team like a West Virginia, which we came up short last weekend. Now they're right in that ball game, and you couldn't make the play late during that game or execute that final play of the game, which again, Jordan Spieser was, that play had her written all over it, according to Jordan Spieser in the press conference last weekend. So yeah, everybody's got to show up, and you're going to need at least one more player, for this team's sake, two more players to have more productivity. Now, Brady Harrod only scored, what, 2 or 4 points in the last game against Houston, but she was very productive. Her stat line was like 8 rebounds and has like 6 blocks or something like that. So you get another performance like that from her, and you got to have either Gina Garcia or Terrence Sides. I'd rather have, if I had a choice, now again, you can't choose fade and all that, but it depends. But you rather have both of them, but I'm going to put Terrence Sides on notice here. You need a little bit better from Sides. I know she'd do a whole lot better than that. Obviously, she had her game this year where she scored, 30 points against somebody. I think it was Columbia. Either it was Columbia. It was not North Carolina. I think it was Columbia that she put that down. So I know she has it in there to play a lot better. And they need her. If K-State is going to be right there in the thick of these games and try to steal some of these games, West Virginia, that Terrence Sides needs to play better. That's just what it is there as well. So K-State women's basketball wrap up K-State Saturday at 4 o'clock game, Bramus Coliseum, and you got the men's basketball team playing on the road. Huge game. We have to get this game. Arizona State tomorrow afternoon kicks everything off, 2 o'clock Central Time, and we'll have postcasts of these games for y'all. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Alex sitting out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another basketball edition right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, cats.